Thank you. 11 Thank you. first made its way into the living rooms of America. We were astonished to hear the lifelike sound of real voices in the living room. Voices from the theater, from the music hall. Voices that sang and announced and advertised. And there they were, in the living room, next to the settee. Probably heard head on. A voice paced up and down the dial, with nimble fingers, as the frequencies race about. Early radio was an era previous to frequency stabilization. And so the voices entered the living rooms, and they told stories. They played songs. They announced, and they were very cheerful. Sometimes they were serious. Sometimes there was news. Sometimes there was race. Sometimes there was destruction. Oftentimes, they were messages. But the magic of the wireless is not only that of the antenna, but that of the microphone. For what could be more lifelike, more realistic, more embodied, more present
than the microphone? Than a microphone held up close to your mouth, whispering into your ear. Singing just for you. What could be more intimate than the radio made for you? The radio that brings the voice next to your ear.
Bother with such intimacies. That compression is a characteristic of business, of efficiency, of information exchange, of non-recorded material, of encoded talk. Just the basics, please. Least bandwidth needed. Just stick to the facts. Not too many jokes. Not too much speculation. Keep the narrative tight. Don't build it up more than you have to. Just give us the information. Thank you.
Thank you.